T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for subscribing to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast. And if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do that right now.
We give you exclusive content. You can listen to today's show commercial free. And here's a little trick. If you don't finish listening to the podcast, maybe in your car, and you get your house, you can always ask Alexa to play our podcast.
Yeah, just say, Alexa, play Mercedes in the Morning's podcast. And boom, right in the comfort of your own home.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. It's finally Friday, and just trying to keep up with all of the word on what's going on in the Carolinas. There's just catastrophic flooding right now. At least 370,000 people have lost power due to hurricane flow. And so it's just it's not a good thing for our friends on the East Coast. If you have family out there, I'm hoping that they evacuated and got out. But just watching the news this morning, it is just a mess over there.
Yeah, like you said, the 300,000 people without power. I was watching it last night, and it is downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, or maybe even a little bit less now. But someone pointed out this morning that the Hurricane Sandy that just devastated New York, mm-hmm. and then the one that came in through South Texas, was a Category 1 as well. So like everyone thinks that, oh, it's downgraded from a 4 to 3, 2. So now 1, that just doesn't mean the devastation is not going to follow.
No, and not just that, but this one in particular, they were saying, is staying on land.
It's moving 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, hurricane, pick up the pace. Yes. You're a hurricane.
It is kind of a mess. So we'll keep you posted on that this morning as we get more information. But I'm so glad it is finally Friday. We've got a busy weekend ahead of us.
We do. I was just looking. You sent it last night, but it wasn't posted for everyone to vote on your outfit. On the poll.
Oh, well, I sent it. I thought I was supposed to send it, and then that
someone else was going to post it. I'm not saying you were supposed to post it.
Okay.
No one posted it last night. And then the morning show karaoke, I really think there's something going on with the polls.
Why? What's up?
Because I sent out a note last night. This is popping up on every computer I open, that you can't vote. You guys, if you're listening and get your computer, go to mix941.fm and let me know if you can go, or let us know if you can vote on the morning show karaoke poll.
Let's see.
Because I thought it was my computer at my house last night, but then I tried my iPad, my hard computer, and it's just the poll.
It won't let me vote either. It says the results of this poll are not available.
Yeah, so the poll went down at some point last night.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Okay, so.
But anywho, we do have a very busy weekend tonight. Tomorrow is Bite of Las Vegas, you guys.
I'm so excited. It's going to be such a great day. The weather's supposed to be great, and We had a meeting yesterday about Bite, and here's something, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air, but get your tickets before 11:59 tonight, people. Buy them at mix941.fm, because after 11:59 tonight, you'll have to buy them at the door, and the price goes up. You can't get your $20 plus fees tickets. The price goes up, so get them today.
And there's a buy three, get one free special that's going on right now. Because, I mean, really, if you're going to Bite, most likely you're going with some friends and stuff. So there, you're saving money there as well. And then also the line factor. You don't want to have to wait in line. You want to get there and walk right in the park and do your business. You don't have to wait to buy tickets. So buy them now. Yeah, I'm not sure we can say that, but I'm glad you did say that.
Well, and another thing, I didn't know that you could do this. But when you get there, let's say you have your tickets already and you get there and you're like, you know what? I want to sit in the VIP section. They have a bunch of just a private area, and you have a private viewing section, and there's some goodies that come with it. If you decide you want to upgrade when you get there, you can upgrade. You just got to bring your old ticket and you can upgrade. So I didn't know you could do that either. That was so cool.
And we saw the list of restaurants. Who else looking at the list of restaurants last night? Looks amazing. All the food, $5 and under as well. So it's a blast. It always is every year. It seems to top itself every year. There's that moment where we get up on stage later on in the day and look out, and we have a different vantage point than you guys, but to look out at the crowd and just see everyone having so much fun, such a great family event. So join us tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then tonight we have the Rise Up Gala for the Tyler Robinson Foundation, and that's happening. So we're going to be out there. It's going to be a busy weekend for us.
And actually, if you want to join us, there's one more shot to qualify for those tickets to join us tonight, and we'll be doing that at 8:25. And did your mom get into town okay last night?
Yes, my mom and my aunt both came in together. So they got to the house last night, and we just hung out. We opened a bottle of wine, talked. It was really nice to see them. So they're going to end up joining us at Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow. So they're really excited about them that they've never been before. But yeah, it was really good to see them. My kids were so excited that they were there. So we just hung out, and I told them, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be working a lot this week. And they're like, that's fine, we'll come with you. I'm like, okay, if you want to come with me, that's fine.
That's so cool. It's gonna be, I'm looking forward to seeing them tomorrow. This is Aunt I met. At your father's funeral, or no?
Well, yeah, both of my aunts were there. Okay. So it's the younger one, Patsy.
Okay. With Patsy. One of them, I hit it off really well. I hit it off both of them. I remember chit-chatting with one of them for a long time.
Really? So, yeah. I bet it was Patsy. She's really talkative.
Okay.
Cecilia, she takes a while to warm up to you, but then she's your best friend. So I don't know if you ended up talking to her. But yeah.
Patsy, it is tomorrow. I can't wait. This is awesome.
Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Escapade by Janet Jackson? Do you want to hear Always by Bon Jovi?
I will love you, baby. Always.
Or do you want to hear A Long December by Counting Crows?
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than last.
Those are your choices. Text us. 21732 is our text line. You can vote on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM, Facebook, and of course you can call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now. Here's what's trending.
Baby Flurry is trending this morning.
What?
Yeah, Vegas Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury and his wife made a very special announcement yesterday. This is so cool. He and his wife, Veronique, they posted a picture to her Instagram. And they announced that they're expecting. The post is a photo of an announcement board that says, Vegas born baby on the way, baby Flurry number 3, March 2019. It also includes the ultrasound picture. So congratulations to them. That is so incredibly cool. And I'm sure that just going through this season and watching her, she's just going to get bigger and bigger, and it's just going to be really cute to watch.
And then we get the birth during the season? March?
Yeah, March.
Yeah. We get the birth during the season? This is great. And hockey starting Sunday.
I know. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Already here. How cool is that? So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning, looks like workouts are trending. A new study says that if your workout lasts longer than 13 minutes, you are wasting your time, unless your fitness goal is to build out muscle, to get like a bigger booty or like really giant biceps. You're going to get just as much bang for your buck if you do one set of reps of various exercises than if you do up to five times that amount. So let's say you're staying at the gym for an hour.
Yeah.
Doing, you know,
I did
multiple
back
sets
yesterday,
of reps.
Yeah.
Instead, you just need to do one set of reps, and you're going to get the same outcome, unless you're trying to build up. If you're just trying to maintain, you're wasting your time, they said. Researchers found that 3 13-minute lifting sessions per week will do the trick if you're setting out to get stronger or to maintain. That said, you do need to strain the muscles to what they call limp exhaustion, meaning that by the end of each set, you should feel like you could not perform one more rep. So if you're just kind of like do-de-do, then that's not going to do it. It's got to be like the heaviest you can lift.
You see the do-de-doers in the gym too. They're on the phone. You're waiting. The most frustrating thing is when you're waiting for a machine and someone just, you're there, and then they get the phone and they're just sitting there looking at the phone. Like, dude, are you sending text messages, checking Instagram, we're working out? Come on, pick up the pace.
Yeah, exactly. Or my favorite was when someone would be on the treadmill walking literally 0.5 miles per hour talking on the phone. And then they have, you know, like their drink or whatever.
Uh-huh. Like, their Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. You know, as long as...
Hey, you're there at least, I guess, right?
As long as you're happy. Yeah, exactly. They made it there and some people didn't. So you got to give them credit for that. Also trending this morning, The Voice is trending. John Legend is joining the show for its 16th season as a coach. He is taking over the spot held by Jennifer Hudson, who will coach on season 15, which debuts on September 24th. Now, season 16, the one he's going to be on, that launches next spring. So it's a little
while
before.
Not the fall one. Okay.
Yeah, he's coming in the spring. He's going to be joining returning coaches Kelly Clarkson and, of course, Adam Levine and Blake Shelton. I don't think those two will ever
the ultimate bromance. No, that's what keeps the show together.
Exactly. I think a lot of people watch just to watch the two of them interact.
Oh, not me. I watch for host Carson Daly.
Oh, you do? He's still on the show too.
I mean, a cardboard cutout is more entertaining than Carson Daly.
Oh, I watch him on the Today Show every morning. I like him.
Is he good on the Today Show?
Well, he does the Orange Room reporting, and that's a lot of the pop culture stuff. So I'm
Which
always interested.
Good, yeah.
Whenever that comes on, I'm like, what's he talking about today? So although I missed him today because they were doing so much hurricane coverage, so unless I was running late, but I thought I was right on schedule. I didn't see any Carson Daly today. Maybe it was a day off.
Maybe Friday. That's how Daly rolls. It's in his contract. Once a month, he gets a 3-day weekend.
Well, don't go watch. We're not trying to encourage you. I watch the East Coast feed, so just
why watch? Because we're telling you, it's hurricane stuff and no Carson Daly, so there is no reason
exactly.
to watch.
Exactly. Thank you. And then finally, this morning, Work It is trending. So last month, there was a woman named Mary Halsey, and she posted
on the bed. Lay me on your sofa.
Oh, wait, hold on. Don't play.
Sorry.
A woman named Mary Halsey, she posted a video of herself doing karaoke in a Rhode Island park, and she was rapping Missy Elliott's 2002 hit, Work It. She killed it. The video went viral. It was really funny. Well, Ellen asked her to come on her show to reenact her performance, but of course, Ellen had something else up her sleeve. Here's the performance, and make sure you listen.
Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come and need to shame a tooch. You do or you don't, or you will or won't ya. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips on my tips, don't ya. See my ass on my lips, don't ya. I lost a few pounds and a waist for ya. This has gotta be the goal. Rat-ta-ta. Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You sex me so good I say blah, blah, blah. Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it?
Missy Elliott came out in the middle of it. So it was really cool. Check out the video on our Facebook page.
And that's
just trending.
There you go.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
817.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is finally a Friday. Welcome to the show. The countdown is on. Mix 94.1's Bite of Las Vegas happening tomorrow. Desert Breeze Park. Make sure you get your tickets. Get them now before the price goes up at the door. That's just a little word of advice. We were talking about that earlier. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You're really good at this. I need you to streamline my life for me because we had a Bite of Las Vegas meeting at, 10:45, and then it wrapped up at 11:30, the latest it was.
Yes.
I left maybe 5 minutes after that. I didn't get home until 4 o'clock. So here's what I did. I left. I went to Starbucks to get some coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I went and got my haircut. And then after my haircut, I went to the pet store to buy doggy treats for the dogs. After the pet store, I went to my tailor. She tailored a shirt, but it's still a little bit loose. So I went to the tailor, got a shirt tailored. After the tailor, I went to CVS and got some stuff at CVS that I needed. After CVS, I went to Sprouts and got groceries. And then after Sprouts, I went home. And then I went to the gym. And after the gym, I got gas, went to another dry cleaner, picked up dinner, and then went home.
Wow, you had a busy day yesterday.
There were just all these little errands. And I got home at 4. Did show stuff, work stuff, went to the gym, and then I didn't get back from the gym because I had more errands till 7 o'clock last night.
I wasn't as late as you. I got home about 3:15 yesterday after that. But same thing, just running little errands here and there. So I have no advice for you. I ran from here. I had an appointment. After my appointment, I went to meet some of our coworkers. There was a client meeting, and I went to pop in and say hello to the client. And then I left that, and then I went to pick up my daughter from school, and then I picked her up to take her to practice. And then from practice, I went to the grocery store to buy some stuff because my mom and my aunt came into town. And then I went from there home with all the groceries.
What about getting the house clean and ready for your mom's arrival? Are you a stickler when you have guests that are coming to town? Because at any time, it's rare that we do, but when guests come into town, I am stressed about trying to get the house ready and right for the guest.
For the most part, our house is pretty clean. The only thing we had to do, because my aunt is staying in one of my daughter's rooms, so we had to clean the sheets and remake the bed and do all of that. But for the most part, it was fine. And it's also my mom, so my mom doesn't mind if I have, like, sometimes I have, like, a pile of papers on the counter that I have to go through and stuff like that. So I don't, like, need it to be completely spick and span for her. But do you like really go for it when you have guests?
Yeah, the only guests, every so often one of my wife's coworkers will stay with us, like a one-off random thing, and I just want the house to be nice and clean. When it's family, I want the house to be spotless and perfect upon their arrival, so when they get there, it's like, oh, the house looks great. And then it's like, okay, then the papers can...
No holds barred.
Yeah, then I get the mail and the mail sits on the counter, then I don't mind. But I want the initial walk-in to be clean, like clean carpets, and it's just, maybe that's what I don't have people come visit me because I stress out so much over having the house be just perfect.
Well, we know you have to hide all those other things that you have at your house, so we don't have those things to hide. So.
Quick, clean out that one drawer.
Hide it.
And then this weekend, yeah, it's going to be great with tomorrow, Bite of Las Vegas, Desert Breeze Park. Gates open at 11 a.m., and the first performer to take the stage is Willa Amai. And I keep forgetting this, but Linda Perry from Four Non-Blondes is going to be there and be performing with Willa Amai.
Yeah, she's going to be there doing a song or two with her. So if you need the schedule, it's out now. The schedule of performers has been put out. So just go to our Facebook page to check it out, and you can screenshot it so you have that for the whole day. You know when, who's going on when, and all of that good stuff.
Let's run down today's show. Speaking of Bite of Las Vegas, we have your tickets all throughout the morning. 6:20 is your first chance to pick up tickets to Bite of Las Vegas. So less than 15 minutes from now, Dan Reynolds, lead singer of Imagine Dragons. We love talking to Dan. He'll be on the show at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:25, so Imagine Dragons performing tonight at their annual Tyler Robinson Foundation, the Rise Up Gala. We'll get you qualified to see that performance at 8:25. Let's go to 7:35 when we have the results of morning show karaoke.
Now, there was a glitch when it comes to the voting, and we're working on that. But the votes that came in were logged, so we do have results right now. But we're working to get it back up for the next hour and a half so that you can get in your last-minute votes. But we do have someone in the lead for the worst performance, and we'll get you those results coming up later on.
7:30, that person, whoever it is, will be performing tomorrow at Bite at 2:45 with Shay Knighty. He's going to be up there kind of commentating on the whole thing. Coming up here in the dirt, Julie Chen breaks her silence over Les Moonves, and we got the audio for you, and we'll give it to you in 7 minutes. Imagine Dragons performing tonight at their annual Tyler Robinson Foundation Gala, and we'll get you qualified to join us tonight and see their intimate performance. That coming up in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:25, and actually at 8:20, Dan Reynolds will be on the show with us. And speaking of tickets, Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow, Desert Breeze Park. We have your tickets coming up in 4 minutes.
Let's go! The celebs, the gossip, it's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jen, did you put that Julie Chen audio in? If so, where can I find it? Just put it up on the screen. Thank you. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, they took a field trip Thursday to the courthouse where marriage licenses are issued.
Oh, boy. Well, then.
Sounds like everyone in the courthouse is talking about what went down, and several eyewitnesses say that Justin was emotional. The eyewitnesses say that he was crying, and at one point said to his fiance, "I can't wait to marry you, baby."
Wow.
One person said Justin said to a court official, "Thanks for keeping it on the DL." Another person.
Man, they didn't, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. But everyone is just chatting here. Another one claims the court official was a judge, which insinuates they got married, but TMZ is not confirming that. And another person said they heard Justin and Haley say they were leaving the country.
Jeez, this is moving fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it just me or, gosh, I feel like this is way too fast.
They just got engaged a couple months ago.
Okay.
And I did see last week, Haley was at New York Fashion Week, and Justin went with her father, Stephen Baldwin, to a music festival in Michigan. So it's just the future father-in-law
and the
son-in-law went to a music festival together without the fiancé.
Fancy. That's good. They get along. You know that, right?
When you were engaged to Matt, could you see Matt and your father doing like a trip together?
Matt and my dad?
Huh?
Yeah, I could. I mean, not a long one.
A quick overnighter.
A short one, yeah.
Could we one day see a duet from Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears? It sounds like Christina's on board for one, actually. If you missed it, during Christina's appearance on Jimmy Kimmel, she talked about her alleged rivalry with Britney Spears, and she said that if social media was around in their day, they probably could have easily put all the rumors to rest and would have probably done a song together or something. I mean, think about it, too. Communication is much it's easier now with social media.
Yeah, it's true. I think that people are so quick to assume, and they think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that social media would have helped it, though. I think it might have made it worse.
Fueled more fire?
Yeah, don't you think? Because so many people start rumors on social media. I feel like it would have been worse.
So Jimmy Kimmel chimes in and says, well, it's probably too late to do something together. And that's when Christina said, hey, I'm down if her reps say okay.
Wow. Fingers crossed.
That'd
make this happen.
How awesome would that be, huh?
Oh, that would be so cool.
So Julie Chen hosted Big Brother last night. She didn't mention the controversy surrounding her husband, but she did have a very interesting sign-off. Listen to Julie's sign-off from last night's Big Brother.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Did you say there was no spoiler in that?
What?
There was a spoiler in that.
In that?
Yes.
From outside the Big Brother house?
And then she said with, and then she said the name. So that person must have got evicted last night.
Oh, she said the person's name? Hold on 1 second.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Because I didn't watch. I was like, okay, there's no spoilers.
I thought it was just going to be the I'm Julie Chen Moonves. I didn't know it was going to be the guy's name.
It's fine. I mean, I'm sure it's all over. I just hadn't seen it yet this morning. I fell asleep last night.
So, you know, he's out of the house.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
That came out of nowhere. Apparently, there was a double eviction last night.
You know, I should have put it in myself. I apologize for that.
It's all good.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent.
So he plays it again.
Okay, now that the cat's out of the bag, there was a super, super surprise elimination as well. You didn't see this one that everyone's talking about?
I didn't watch it last night. No.
Spoiler alert. Get ready for this one.
Oh, gosh.
By a vote of 7-2, Leslie Moonves has been evicted from the Big Brother house.
Leslie Moonves.
Leslie Moonves.
You've been evicted from CBS.
But how about, let's not talk about who was evicted, but let's the fact that she said she used Moonves for the very first time ever. It's always, I'm Julie Chen.
Yeah.
She never says Moonves.
I've never, ever seen that happen before. That's very interesting.
And then she also posted a picture where she's holding a Big Brother card. And the focus is on the fact that she still has her wedding ring on. So she's sending some messages out that she stands behind her man, Les Moonves.
And good for her. You know, she's talked to him, and if she can forgive him for everything, that's between them. Who are we to judge, right?
That's right. Time to win right now. Tickets to Bite of Las Vegas, which is tomorrow. Desert Breeze Park, caller 20, 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
Okay, since it's Friday, we've only got one category to choose from. It's gamer. That's the category. But you do get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 and 60, you're going to win. So caller 20, yes, call us right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
Yay.
Ready to do this?
Let's rock and roll.
Okay, the category is gamer. National Video Games Day was a couple of days ago. So these are popular video games, all right?
All right.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
We'll go with Mercedes for the win.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike, 60 seconds on the clock. You guys get six correct. You're going to Bite of Las Vegas. You start now.
This game has Luigi in it.
Mario, Super Mario.
Yes. This one has a yellow thing that eats dots.
Pac-Man.
Yes. This is where you try to fit shapes into other shapes so they don't build up.
Tetris.
Yes. This is big right now. It's zombies. You're fighting.
Got a pass.
This is, it was a blue hedgehog that would go.
Sonic.
Yes. This is, it would jump. This green thing would jump and try to avoid traffic.
Frogger.
Yes. This is a game like on PlayStation where you would steal cars.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes!
Wow!
Woo!
Yeah!
You got it! Nice job, Mike!
All right, thank you, Mercedes. Thanks for the help.
Mike, congratulations. You got them. Tickets to Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow, Desert Breeze Park. When you were guessing the Frogger one, you said a game I have not thought of in years, Q-Bert.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. The floor at the Venetian looks like Q-Bert. It looks like these little blocks. I always hop from square to square. Thanks, Mike.
Too funny. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Hang on the line. We'll get your information. And make sure you keep listening because we have more chances for you to win Bite of Las Vegas tickets coming up next hour.
UNLV versus Prairie View tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's a win for the Rebels.
What's Prairie View? Is that a high school?
No. Prairie View A&M. The Prairie View Panthers. It's an affiliate, subsidiary of Texas A&M.
Oh,
it's like it's a branch of Texas A&M. So it's Prairie View A&M, the Panthers.
Okay, well, go
Houston
UNLV.
Area.
Doesn't matter.
Well, speaking of Rebels, you know, I mentioned how I'm involved with this mini horse by the name of Rebel.
You're involved with a mini horse? Oh, my gosh. Does your wife know?
She doesn't know. This is the first time she's hearing about anything.
Oh, yeah. You guys bought like a... Wait. Do I remember the story right? There was a mini horse in California, and it was about to... It was going to be destroyed.
Yes, that's how they get you to buy these mini horses.
Okay, so in an effort to save its life, you collaborated with other people at your barn, and you all chipped in like $20, and you saved you saved the horse, and you brought the horse to Vegas, and now the horse is living a life of just eating and trotting around.
Well, I think the whole thing is a scam too about the horse who's going to be put down because the first horse they had was the name Jackpot. And we're in Las Vegas. We're like, oh my gosh, we got to save Jackpot. And then Jackpot didn't work out because Jackpot was really, really sick. And then so the next horse is like, well, we have a horse named Rebel. We're like, UNLV, the Rebels, it's meant to be. And so yes.
You guys, they are preying on Vegas people. They're,
oh my gosh.
Seriously.
What's the other horse? Las Vegas Strip. Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me? Its name is Venetian? This is meant to be.
So we chipped in. There was a family. The mother and a daughter that kind of the daughter kind of seeked out the horse and discovered this and said, hey, well, let's save Rebel. And we're like, absolutely. And we chipped in for the shipping cost for Rebel to come to Las Vegas. And then we've been chipping in with bills because there's you can buy Rebel food. The thing's got to eat and the stall it stays in. So we've been chipping in money for the past year, I guess, now. Well, Rebel got an eye infection.
Oh, man.
So Rebel needed the vet to come out, and really, it was a really bad eye infection, but he's going to be fine. Horses get infections.
Did he put his head on a pillow that someone had... Never mind.
Our horse broke wind on the pillow, and then Rebel's like, I'll lie on that pillow.
I got pink eye.
But here's the thing. Over this time of paying for the medical bills, which we chipped in for, I think people at the barn are trying to determine who has sole ownership of Rebel. And a lot of people are trying to pin it back on me. And my wife is cool with everything, but I'm the one that kind of has an issue with the whole thing. They're trying to pin it back on us, and I'm like, whoa. I didn't seek out to buy Rebel. When you said you had Rebel, we're going to chip in and help out, but at the end of the day, he's not our horse. Because there needs to be a true owner for the horse in case there's big medical bills or something needs to be done.
Is everyone chipping in an equal amount as of right now?
Yes, as of right now. But one person at the barn says, whoa. You guys included Rebel in your family Christmas cards. That makes you... the owner of said horse.
Oh, you're right.
I'm right or they're right. I say, what are you talking about? It was a prop. And they're like,
no.
Your Christmas card said from our family to yours.
Yeah, and it even included its name. I remember that card. It was like, from JC, Laura, what's your dog's name? Jax.
Jax.
Zoe.
I always want to say Lily. I'm so sorry. Lily or Zoe. And
we had the big
Rebel.
Horse, the big horse contact.
Oh, that's right.
Which is my wife's horse, the big one. She rides all the time. And then we had Rebel in there as well. And that's the stickler. People are saying you had him in your family Christmas card. So Rebel is part of your family. You guys are the sole owners of Rebel.
That's your child.
No, he isn't. He's not.
You didn't just grab someone else's dog off the street and put it in there. These are animals that meant something to you. So Rebel, I agree with them. Rebel's yours. You put it in your Christmas card.
Rebel was a prop in the Christmas card. The card may say from our family to yours, but let's be honest, Rebel's just, it was a cool little feature to add into it.
So you used Rebel?
Yes.
You don't love Rebel?
No, I love Rebel. Who is the owner? Do you guys think that I am the owner of this horse, Rebel the mini horse, because Rebel's included in our Christmas card?
Yes, 702-364-9400. Also, text us at 21732. If you have to pick one owner, did any of the other people that chip in for Rebel, did they put him in their Christmas cards?
Just us.
Mm-hmm. It's yours.
Oh, man.
You own Rebel. 702-364-9400. Katie says, Rebel's yours. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So why don't you want to own Rebel? What's wrong with owning Rebel? He's your baby.
Well, there's a lot
He's in your card.
You know, there's expenses that come with owning a horse. The stall, the feed, everything else. And Rebel's going to be fine. But I think, what if Rebel gets a bigger, and then they pin it on me?
So you don't want to pay for it?
No. Well, no. What if it's something, you know, it was an infection in the eye. Everything is fine. They had to get some drops, and the vet had to come out and take care of him. He is fine. But what if something else is serious down the road? And they're like, oh, you know what? That's real expensive. You're the owner. You take care of it. We've all been chipping in. I just don't want to have sole ownership of this horse. I still want it to be like a community horse.
Then you need to draw up some sort of a contract, because all that one of the families has to do is bring in that Christmas card, which I still have, by the way, if you want evidence.
Destroy it.
I feel like, well, I'm really surprised you don't want to take ownership of that little guy.
It is more of, and my wife is so happy with the horse and everything, but I am just thinking long term. When Rebel's going to get old. I didn't even think of this. Rebel's going to get old and there's bills to pay. And then, okay, let's say Rebel does live a healthy life and he's key. You know, then you're paying for Rebel to be at a stall in a barn for the next 15, 20 years.
Here are the texts coming in. Okay. JC is the owner. Whoever bought the horse, that's whose it is. So the person who instigated the whole...
Whoever, because as far as like, we were all chipping in together, but there was one young girl, bless her heart, I love her. She's the one that kind of started the process.
Okay, then they say it's hers.
Oh, okay.
Forget about ownership. I just want to see that Christmas card. It says, Grace, it's your horse. Sorry, JC. Love you guys, but I'm so bummed about the BB20 spoiler. That one snuck in there.
Oh, yeah, that one's, yeah.
Nope, he's a community horse. He's the family who sought him out. Congrats on the new addition to your family, JC. And Sarah wants to know, what does your wife say? So does she,
she's cool with everything. Yeah. She's like, she loves horses. The more horses, the merrier. I am just thinking financially long term. I don't want to be owner of this Rebel the mini horse.
Rebel the mini horse.
And I'm going to go back. Oh, you know what? If he is my horse, then let's start putting him to work. Let's get him down. Let's get him to Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow. You can take pictures in front of Rebel the mini horse for $5.
Why don't you bring him? Seriously.
And can I charge them $5 for photos, make some money tomorrow at Bite?
Oh, well, if someone's willing to pay $5 for it, I don't see why not. I don't know if our bosses would take too kindly to that. You have to give a portion of the proceeds to them, probably.
Some animal. Man, the Rebel steps on my feet every time I go to see him. Stomps on my feet.
He doesn't like you.
He bit my buddy in his hand.
Really quick, Kristen. Hi, Kristen. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Well, I think it might boil down to this. Casey, is it a monetary issue? The reason why you're having this conflict, whether he's yours or not?
Right now, everything is fine. I'm just thinking long term, if there's some real big medical bills to come down the road, I don't want to be stuck with him. So, yes.
And very understandable, but then you have to put it in perspective. If your dog had a big medical bill, you would be there for it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to be there for it, too.
Boom.
We take care of the horses that we own. I'm just saying, if there's a big medical bill coming down the road, let's keep the communal paying going for Rebel. Don't pin it on me.
Why don't you start a bank account for Rebel? Seriously.
Bank of America.
Yeah, just open it up, put Rebel on it, and if there's any expenses, you got it.
It's all there. All right, we got the hot three coming up. What do you got?
All right, some great news for Clark County School District teachers. A new contract approved. We'll tell you what that means for them. Also, this popular game is responsible for 5% of divorces. We'll tell you what it is. And a town in Missouri has a new newspaper. And normally that's not big news, but it's big news because of what they are calling the new newspaper. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Bite of Las Vegas, Saturday, it is upon us. Bite Weekend is here, and we've got your tickets coming up next hour at 7:40. You can also buy them online. Today's your last day to buy them online. Online ticket sales end at 11:59 tonight. Of course, the website is mix941.fm.
The Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Teachers in the Clark County School District are getting a raise. Yay, it's about time. The school board finalized a contract with the union last night. The three-year agreement not only includes a pay raise for teachers, but also includes an increased contribution from the district to the Teachers Health Insurance Trust. After union members voted to accept the agreement, trustees voted 5-1 to complete the process. I learned something. I just was reminded of this. So you know that wedding I was in over the week, or I witnessed over the weekend?
Yeah, in front of the Bellagio,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the girl that our friend was marrying, she's really nice. She works with an education company, so she has work. She does work up in Washington State, and then she also does work down in Nevada. So she's always traveling between the two. It's some program that educators use that she works for them. So she was telling me about this law in Washington in regards to teachers. This is nuts. It's called, I made a note because I wanted to bring this up, the McCleary Law. And so I guess what happened was, a parent sued their school district up there and said, "You're failing my child. You are not properly educating my child. They should be doing better, and it's your fault." So they sued the school district, and they won millions of dollars. So because of that, this new McCleary law went into effect, and every teacher in that school district, for not doing anything new, nothing additional, got a $30,000 raise just on top of what they were already making. So a lot of the teachers in that school district make about $90,000.
Wow.
Her friend is a third grade school teacher. She makes $90,000 a year. She makes more than the principal makes.
But this is awesome. The teachers are getting paid more. Was the increase pay because they want teachers to focus more on the kids? Because you're saying the parents sued the school district because the kid was failing and the parents won?
I don't know if it's like the parents won or the educators won. So now they have to pay the educators more as not to fail the children. And there's a limit to only 17 kids per class.
That's great.
Which is insane.
How many kids, what's the max in one of your daughter's classes, do you know?
Yeah, in one of my daughter's classes, there's 39 kids in there. It drives me
crazy. So you're telling me it's double the size of Washington?
Mm-hmm, more than that.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was crazy. Look up the McCleary Law.
So what we need to do is get a parent to sue the school district.
I don't know that we want to do that.
How do we get McCleary? Is there a McCleary here in town? Let's keep the law the same.
I'm happy that they finally got this extra money. I don't know how much of a raise they're going to get, but anything is better than nothing. So I'm happy about that. Also this morning, a strong marriage is great. But is it as great as beating 99 strangers in Fortnite and then making your character do the electric slide? Well, according to a law firm in England, Fortnite and other addictive video games are now cited as one of the causes for splitting up in 5% of divorce cases. There aren't any stats on how many American divorces Fortnite is responsible for, but since a lot more people over here play those games, it would make sense that the numbers would actually be similar or even worse. So in other words, if you notice you keep picking video games over actual interactions with your husband or wife, you might not just have a harmless hobby.
Yeah, that might be a sign.
Just keep your eye on that. Finally, this morning, I guess if you're launching a new newspaper in 2018, you've got to do something to get some buzz going. There's a small town in central Missouri that's called Uranus. Well, technically, it's not a town. It's a bunch of shops and restaurants that call themselves Uranus, Missouri, to attract tourists who drive past on Route 66. So anyway, Uranus and the real towns around it, like Waynesville and St. Robert, all had one newspaper called the Waynesville Daily Guide. It went out of business last Friday. So a new newspaper is launching to fill that void, and it's called the Uranus Examiner. And that name is definitely getting some attention, but not everyone is thrilled with it. In fact, the mayor of Waynesville is afraid that the, quote, innuendo of that title puts my city up for public ridicule. But the team behind the Uranus Examiner is plowing through anyway. They plan to start printing next month.
They're plowing through it, are they? That's great, because Uranus is a bunch of shops. Sounds like a nice area to visit.
And you want to examine what's happening in Uranus.
In Uranus. So it's great for the area. It means nothing but more. Look, we're all talking about Uranus. And it's going to be, you know, bring tourism to the area. If you're on Route 66, stop by Uranus.
We're 12 also, because I can't stop laughing to that. And I always, I'm also 12 because whenever someone says, oh, please turn to page 69 in your textbooks, I'm like, stop it.
It was birthdays. It was. We're in the office, and I'm like, it was Rick Springfield's birthday. And we're talking about birthdays in the office a couple weeks ago. And you're like, how old is he? I'm like, he's 69.
Is that how I laugh? Tee-hee-hee. I tee-hee.
Well, someone's going to be tee-hee-heeing at 7:30 because the results for morning show karaoke will be revealed at 7:30.
Oh.
We'll recap all the performances from the week and find out who will be on stage tomorrow. Bite of Las Vegas, 2:45, performing in front of the masses. It's all coming up. Okay. This is exciting. 1 hour from right now, Dan Reynolds back on the show. Always great talking with him.
What? Sorry, I just saw the email you sent me. It was funny. She was trying to guess everyone's password.
Well, we need to adjust because there was an error with the voting for morning show karaoke. You can still vote right now, but the poll is going to close in a couple of minutes. And so Jocelyn's the one that set up the poll. And so we needed to access her computer here. So we needed her password. And she couldn't remember it. And then I said to you two, I think it's an embarrassing password. That's why she doesn't want to give it to you. It's something really goofy, like, you know, Kevin is my love or something, you know, but getting, you know, real dirty maybe.
So what Jen just sent me an email of, if she had to guess passwords for all of us, what would she guess our passwords
all right.
to be? So this is totally off the topic of what we were going to go with, because I just saw it and I just started laughing. So let's say you have to break into my account and you have to guess my password. What do you think my password is?
And also 702-364-9400. Try to guess our password. Or what would our passwords be?
Just based on our personalities. What do you think my password is?
CrossFit 18.
CrossFit 18?
Yes. And you know you have to update your passwords?
She said something very similar to that.
Y18.
Y18?
Why?
Oh, because the year 18.
Ah.
So she's always changing the number. So next year will be CrossFit 19.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. That makes sense. She put CrossFit for life.
Oh, for life.
And then what was the other one you put for me, Jen?
To all the boys I love.
Before. But you can't put before because it's too long.
What would Jocelyn's be? Something with Sweet Kevin.
I would put Sweet Kevin 2009. Isn't that when they started dating?
When they met.
Sweet Kevin 2009.
You would think it'd be something real dirty, but it'd probably like, I love Sweet Kevin.
what would you put for Jen?
Oh, Jen's would be something like Biker Babe 09.
Biker Babe.
I love the lake. What's your password? Lake Girl.
If anyone has the password, I love the lake. 702-364-9400.
What do you think mine would be?
I think yours would be Jax plus Zoe.
Oh, man. I got to change it. Oh, no.
What do you think JC's would be?
Boots all day, air day.
Except he wouldn't spell air day, right?
And the boots would be, because you need a number, the boots would be B00TS. Because you got to have that number in there.
And then you'd have an exclamation point because you need to have that at the end. Yeah, she said for Jocelyn, boom, boom, cream.
Boom, boom, cream. Oh, she wears that boom, boom, cream.
When only on fancy days. You know that Jocelyn has something fancy going on when she comes on in wearing her boom, boom,
boom, boom, cream.
Are you wearing your boom, boom, cream today? No. She's not wearing it. She's shaking her head. No boom boom cream.
She has arrived. We need your password, by the way, Jocelyn. Let all of us know.
Is it Sweet Kevin is Bay?
has nothing to do with Sweet Kevin.
Oh man. Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, jiu-jitsu.
I had that password before I started doing jiu-jitsu.
What is your password then?
Why would I keep it to you?
All right, welcome, Justin.
Welcome.
Welcome one, welcome all. Here's what we have coming up this hour. Yes, 7:30, the results of morning show karaoke. We'll find out who will be on stage at Bite of Las Vegas singing tomorrow at 2:45. $7.40, we got them. Your tickets to Bite of Las Vegas, which is happening tomorrow at Desert Breeze Park.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity juice and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
It sounds like Modern Family is trying to steal some thunder from This Is Us because they're killing off a character this season. One of the producers says it will be a significant character, but that doesn't necessarily mean a main character. He adds, quote, it'll be a moving event and an event that has repercussions across several episodes.
Any death is sad. So the fact that they're saying a significant character as opposed to a main character tells me that it's not going to be the big ones. But still, I can see it being sad.
I still watch Modern Family. I think it lost some funniness and then it got it back a couple seasons ago. My predictions, Phil, the mom, the wife who is played by the chick from Cheers, she's on it every so often. Like the his first wife, who had all the kids. She was the chick from Cheers.
Wait a second, you're telling me that Julie Bowen didn't have those kids?
No. Phil is the dad. Who's Phil?
Phil Dunphy.
Yeah, that's who Jay Pritchard. Sorry, Jay's wife, Al Bundy. Jay Pritchard's wife, first wife, or Haley's boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend on the show. Or they do the Grey's Anatomy, where they bring in a new character that we all fall in love with, and then poof.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Boom, you're gone. We'll pull a Denny on you.
Oh, man, Denny. Denny. John Legend is joining The Voice as a coach, but he won't be on the upcoming 15th season. He'll make his debut on season 16 next spring, alongside Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, which is, I love this because with John Legend, we're going to get Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah, you will be a part of it somehow, some way. She was all excited yesterday because she was a part of the new Target line. She's got her own line there, and she was like all geeking out. That's pretty cool.
So Chrissy Teigen, she ate her placenta after having her second baby, and she claims that's why she felt happier the second time around. She had her first child with John Legend back in April of 2016, and she said she struggled with postpartum depression for months afterwards. But for her second child, she ate her placenta and believes that that's why she didn't suffer from the depression after the second baby.
A lot of people do that. I've heard that some women will dry it and then not shred it, but like they'll
mince it.
I don't know. They put it in like a... one of those things.
Oh, the food processor.
Yeah, they put it in a food processor, and then they put it in little caplets, and then they take it as a capsule. And so it works, you know?
It's like activated charcoal.
Yeah, why not?
Grind it up, put it in a capsule, and take it.
Do you do that?
Activated charcoal?
Yeah.
From time to time, I take it, yes.
I was at the grocery store yesterday. I was at Albertsons, and I was walking by the kombucha section, and I stopped to see if your kombucha was in there. The brand was there, but... your flavor, the grape flavor, was not there. But for some reason, it looked different. Are there different kinds of
there it? There is. There's one that's, I think it might be fermented longer, which has a trace amount of alcohol. And okay. So they have to sell it as if they're selling alcohol.
Oh,
it's treated as
okay.
21 and over. You got it. Some kombuchas, you have to show ID when you buy.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Whole Foods, the one that has it is a trace amount, but at Whole Foods, the employees can't drink it because, in essence, they're drinking on the job. They don't allow them to drink it.
But you drink it here at work, so you're drinking on the job.
Hey, baby! Where am I going here? Let's talk about this. All is right in the world, Mercedes, because the band is back together. Motley Crue is reuniting to record new music.
It is a great day.
Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. This is fantastic. They're doing four songs. Nikki Sixx said they're doing it for the movie adaptation of their biography called The Dirt.
I'm torn. I kind of feel like if I'm going to see Motley Crue in concert, I want to hear the hits. I don't know if I want to hear the new music, but that shouldn't stop anyone from making new music.
Well, they're not touring. It's just they're just putting out new. They're not going on tour.
Oh, okay.
They're just doing new music.
Well, okay.
And I want to bring this one up because I want to go back to something that happened years ago. Because I forget about this, but Thursday was the 25th anniversary of Conan O'Brien's late night debut. He debuted back in 1993. He has over 4,000 shows that he's done. That come January, he's going to post so you can watch all of his shows online. But I keep forgetting that, remember Conan O'Brien hosting The Tonight Show and that whole debacle that went down?
It was like for a couple of months, right? Jay Leno quits. They give it to Conan. Then Jay Leno says, I changed my mind. I want to come back.
I want to come back. And they bring him back. Well, they get, remember,
but they did a 10 o'clock slot.
Yeah, they because Conan, when Conan took off when he was on NBC, Conan was the man back when he was on late night. And then so NBC didn't want to lose him because he was going to go to Fox and go up against Jay Leno. And they didn't want to lose him, so they said, well, what can we do to keep him? So they promised him the Tonight Show 5 years. So this was like in 2005. They said, or like in 2003 or something. They said, hey, in 5 years, you can have the Tonight Show if you stay on NBC. So he's like, is Jay Leno on board with this? Like, absolutely. So he's like, deal. So he stays at NBC, and then they go tell Leno. He's like, okay, this is news to me. In 5 years, I got to step down. Well, the 5 years go by, and Leno's ratings are through the roof. But they still go through with the plan. Leno forcefully steps down. Conan O'Brien steps in. The ratings go down. They take Leno and put Leno on at 10 o'clock.
That was the weirdest thing.
Wasn't it nuts?
And
then Leno comes back. Conan gets a huge payday, $21 million payday. Conan goes to TBS. Leno comes back for what, another 5 years he came back for?
Yeah.
For a long time.
I didn't like the way he handled that whole thing. That was really bizarre.
Who, Leno?
Yeah. That he changed his mind.
Or, yeah, I want to stay.
Did he change his mind, or did they say, look, this is not working out, we need you to come back?
And then they offered Leno 11:30 to midnight and then start Conan and The Tonight Show at midnight, and Conan's like, it's not The Tonight Show, it's AM. So we're not The Tonight Show if we start at midnight, so no.
We're the Tonight and This Morning Show.
Yeah, and then it's all said and done. Fallon gets the gig. It's just crazy to think how that went down.
I know. There's some bad blood there, though. I totally believe
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad blood.
Big time. So, coming up, after Charlie Puth, we reveal the results of Morning Show Karaoke and find out who will be singing on stage tomorrow at Bite of Las Vegas.
What's this? Are you doing money?
No, this is our Morning Show Karaoke official theme song.
Oh, my gosh. I just got the results. Hold on. Jocelyn texted me. All right.
Let me pull up. Let me get everything lined up here. Let's do a you want to do a recap? I think we should recap.
Let's do it. Morning Show Karaoke has been going on all week. And if you have missed any part of it, this is your official recap. What's going to happen is the person who you voted on as the worst performance, they're going to have to try and improve that performance by doing it on stage at Mix 94.1's Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow. Golden Knights commentator Shane Knighty will be up on stage introducing the winner / loser.
Yeah, I think it's a loser. I think everyone's a loser, especially the people have to hear whoever has to sing on stage.
Yeah.
Ears will be a bleeding.
So how does it work? Well, we were all assigned a song based on what we drew out of the Cauldron of Doom. And on Monday, producer Jen, she was the first to go, and she selected the song No Scrubs by TLC.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
She did very,
yeah, she did.
Very well. Did she get votes because people wanted to hear a good singer, though, on stage? We will find out. Next day, Jocelyn went. And Jocelyn had to perform the song Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is.
Yeah! I forgot the words. I'm so nervous.
That's great.
A couple of slip-ups, but Jocelyn is just, she's Jocelyn, so how can you bag on her for that performance?
How can you bag on her?
And then it was you, JC. JC, how did you feel about your performance?
I thought I started off rough, but I felt once I got comfortable about 10, 15 seconds into the song. It was Imagine Dragons, Natural. And I felt like once the song kicked in, I felt like I kicked in as well.
No, Dan Reynolds is going to be in our show in about an hour, and we've already agreed we're not going to...
We're making a pack. 8 o'clock, he's calling. And no, we're just... I mean, it's embarrassing.
Just don't address the song at all. No. But this is what JC's performance sounded like.
You got to be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You got to be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Yeah! Yeah! JC, you put your heart and your soul into that one. I
always
give
do.
You credit
Thank
for
you.
For really trying on that. And then... Oh,
okay. I didn't know my mic was on. I was still going with that song.
We're all in this together.
I'm like,
come
whoa,
on.
Look at her. We can all make commentary on it. And then I went yesterday. I got that Charlie Puth song that you just heard, The Way I Am. And that's a fast song. I didn't really know the words, but here's what that sounded like. Hey, I'm going to tell them all. I'm going to tell them all that you
can. I didn't pick up the hey when he did it live.
So bad.
Let's try this one again.
No, let's not.
3, 2.
Hey, I'm gonna tell them all. I'm gonna tell them all that you could either hate me or love me, but that's just the way I am. I'm gonna tell them all. I'm gonna tell them all that you could either hate me or love me, but that's just the way I am.
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah!
All right. The votes are in, and there were some problems voting. I guess the voting went down last night, but we still got we got a lot of votes still.
Okay.
Even without going down.
So there is controversy with the voting. Interesting. All right.
There is controversy, but I say the people have spoken. And performing tomorrow at Mix 94.1's Bite of Las Vegas is... JC.
Oh, wait, what?
It's you.
I had Jocelyn queued up. Are you serious?
It's you.
You got to be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural. Living your life cutthroat. I thought it was going to be Jocelyn. I had Jocelyn queued up, ready to go. Cold.
You got 70% of the vote.
Are you serious?
Great.
70%. Jocelyn got 13% of the vote. Jen got 10%. Surprisingly, I only got 7% of the vote.
I got 70% of you guys, your family, 70% of our family said I was the worst singer. There was controversy when the polls went down.
The polls
stayed open.
Now you're going to bring up the controversy.
If the
you?
Polls would have stayed open later, because I know the people, a lot of people working late, would probably have voted you as the worst, Jocelyn.
Sister, you're going down, okay?
I've already
we're
gone
gonna
down.
See, we're going to see how this performance goes, but I was not good. But JC, the people have spoken. 70% versus 13%. Come on now.
Sit down.
Sit down,
sister.
JC.
Sit down. Stand up tomorrow at 2:45 when I'm going to be singing on stage. I performed on stage before at Bite, but always with you.
I know. There was something at least
Sister.
That you felt.
There was comfort.
Yeah. Like, okay, I got
blanket.
My buddy
yeah.
here. If you want, I'll stand there with you. I'm not singing. I'll stand there with you just so you know that you have my full support. But you're on your own on this one, buddy. I can play air drums.
You want to be air drums, air guitar?
I don't know. Let's talk to our official hype family. We talked to them earlier. Hi, how are you?
Hi, would you like us to wear a specific color in support?
JC, what color do you want people to wear in support of your performance?
It's not necessarily a specific color. I think you just wear earplugs tomorrow.
We'll be passing them out.
Front row.
Excited. Were you able to vote in the poll?
Yes, we were. And JC, we are so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's a backhanded compliment because I think she voted for you as the worst, but they're proud of you for performing. But congratulations. Thank you guys all for voting. And yes, JC will be doing morning show karaoke. You know what would be great?
What's that?
I am going to ask. I won't mention your performance to Dan Reynolds when he's on the show next hour, but I am going to ask him if he will stop by Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow. Because tonight is the Rise Up Gala, mm-hmm. the Tyler Robinson Foundation Gala, and they're going to be performing there. So he's in town.
Yep.
He'll hopefully still be in town tomorrow. So I'm going to throw it his way and see what he says. So wouldn't that be cool if you're performing and then Dan Reynolds jumps in and saves you and finishes
and steps
performing.
In and finishes the song?
Oh, that would be cool. What time is this all happening?
2:45. we're not bringing out my performance to Dan. But what if he says, yeah, I'll be there at Bite, and we don't tell him about the performance, and I see him parking, walking over to Desert Breeze Park, and he starts hearing from the distance, you got to be so cold. And he's like, what the? To make it in this world. Huh? Yeah, you're a natural.
I'm out of here.
No, he won't do that. He'll go, no one is allowed to butcher my song like that. I am going to go on, and I'm going to redo this.
tomorrow afternoon, 2:45 is the performance, and we've got your tickets to Bite coming up in 4 minutes. We also got the Hot 3. What do you got?
Do you think that the parking fees on the Strip are hurting visitation? One CEO is speaking out. We'll tell you what they have to say. Also, having conversations with these people will boost their IQs, and the National Toy Hall of Fame finalists are out. We'll tell you who they are and who you think should be inducted. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
This just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Texas Station.
The head of Caesars Entertainment Corporation is dismissing the notion that parking fees are impacting visitation to the Strip. CEO Mark Frisora says that they recently offered free parking for 30 days at the link to test customer reaction, and there was zero change. He added, we just lost money, so we stopped the test. Wall Street analysts and investors have questioned whether rising resort and parking fees are causing gamblers to turn away from the mega resorts on Las Vegas Boulevard. Has it affected you in going down to the Strip?
It doesn't stop me, no. It doesn't. If I need to be somewhere on the Strip at a property that charges for parking, I'll pay for it.
I do like how a lot of them are time-based, so if you're only there for a couple of hours, it's less. But same, if I have to be there, I'm going to pay for parking. I know a lot of people will park at one resort that has free parking, and they'll walk over, and so that's another option for you. But that's interesting that even though they offered it for free, nothing happened. So why not just bring it back to the masses?
I have noticed that some places that charge for valet parking now, when I pull in there, it seems quieter. And then the valet guy or girl, when I pull up and they say, okay, just, you know, there's a fee for parking. I'm like, it's almost up like, hey, do you want to, are you sure you still want to park? And I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I wonder if that is affecting valet and tips and in essence, affecting your salary and the money you make to live.
I know that it is affecting a lot of valet workers' tips, a lot, because people are having to pay to park, and then they feel like that's included in the price, and that's too bad. What do you think of this? Did you see that story where someone posted on Reddit a receipt from the buffet at the Palms, and it has the price, and then it has the spot for your tip, and then under that, it has a spot for a busser tip. So it's got two tip lines, one for the regular for the server and one for the busser. What do you think about that?
Isn't it the job of, or I say the job, but didn't always when I worked in the industry, I remember the server would tip out their bussers. And I remember some servers tip more, and then the bussers really took care of them. When I worked at this hotel, I remember certain guys would tip really nice to the bussers, so they would clean up their tables faster and their section faster, so they get more people. So they're all making more money in the end.
But maybe people are thinking, I wonder how, if you work at a buffet, how you're tipped versus someone who works at a regular restaurant. Mm-hmm. Because I think some people assume, well, I'm getting the food by myself, so you're really just bringing me my drink. You're not serving me. And then the busser is coming and clearing out
doing all the work.
The plate. So do you tip them? I don't know. The dual tip line, I'm wondering if this is a sign of things to come at a lot of places where bussers get a tip and servers get a tip.
Well, then where does it stop? Do you put down the host or hostess?
Yeah.
Because they gave me a good seat. Do you put down, if it is the buffet, the guy that's working the carving station because he cut you a nice piece of prime rib?
I totally agree that it doesn't ever stop, but I see the bussers, I see both of their predicaments. The server is saying, hey, I only made $2 off this table because I'm serving them drinks, and so how much do I have to give now to the busser? But then the busser's like, I'm clearing all this dirty stuff. I deserve a tip, too. So I just thought that was interesting. Also this morning, kids that talk with adults score higher on IQ tests. They're actually talking about toddlers here. Conversations with toddlers may not always be easy to understand, but new research shows it's really important to help them develop language skills, and it can boost their IQ too. But the key is actually having conversations with the little ones and not not speaking to them and not talking to them like baby talk. When you see a toddler and you're like, hey, how's it going? How are you feeling today? And they're like, you may not understand it, but you keep talking to them and you don't turn on that baby talk voice. It actually helps raise their IQ.
That's good to know. Because I think my inflection changes a little bit when I see a child. I get excited.
Yeah, you say, hi! How are you?
Hey, hi!
Just watch. If you're a kid, bring your toddler to the mix booth at Bite of Las Vegas. We'll be broadcasting live from till 1 o'clock, and then we'll be all around the place. But when you bring it to the booth, I'll say, hey, how's it going? To the kid. And Jason go, hi.
I'm going to change the rock. I'm going to have full blown conversations. Hey, nice to meet you. Who do you think is going to win? The Cowboys or the Giants tomorrow night?
Hi.
No, talk to them in a really ultra deep voice.
What's up?
Or like a scary voice. Hello. Welcome to Bite.
I want to be there when you do that. Finally, this morning, the National Toy Hall of Fame announced this year's 12 finalists, and 3 of those toys are going to be inducted later this fall. 2 of them were nominated last year but didn't make it in. It was Uno Cards and the Magic 8-Ball. And it's a pretty strong field this year, so it might be tough for them again. But here are your nominees. Pick your 3 that go in, okay? You got American Girl Dolls, Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, the Magic 8-Ball, Masters of the Universe Action Figures, Pinball, the Sled, Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, Electric Football, Uno, and the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. That's a little dome thing that you push around.
Yes. And it's the best.
That needs to go in my opinion. I think it should be the Corn Popper and then Tickle Me Elmo and either Chutes and Ladders or Electric Football, only because I liked the Electric Football because I would sit on it.
Yeah, we know why you like that thing.
As a kid.
Her brothers would be so mad. Mom, Mercedes has the Electric Football game again up in her bedroom.
That's not true. I would just sit on it because I thought it was fun. I wanted to move like that. I thought
you would sit on the vibrating machine.
Listen to me. You're making this something that it is not. I saw how it moved the little football guys around. So I thought if I sat on it, it would move me around. But it never did. It was too heavy.
Don't
turn it into something it's not. I was a young, innocent little girl.
Well, didn't you also have a special seat on the bus you would sit in?
Hush. What do you think should go in?
I personally think the American Girl doll should go in.
Oh, really?
I bought one of those things for my niece years ago. I still get the catalog sent to my house. They're very aggressive marketing. I put the sled in. Come on. We've all had fond memories with a sled.
Okay.
Sledding was the best. And
not if you live in Las Vegas.
Mount Charleston.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
come on now. Right, and then He-Man's got to go in there.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I have the power.
Is that what you want for your birthday or for Christmas? Is one of the Electric Football games?
No! I was a young, innocent child.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Is that why you took it to college with you?
Leave me alone.
That is Maroon 5. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. 'Cause you're a natural.
I beat it harder. He's our best friend. Our best friend forever. Dan Reynolds is on the phone.
Hey.
Dan, how are you doing? Welcome home.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Good to be home.
Oh, man. You are all over the world. And I was exhausted just watching all the places that Imagine Dragons were touring. How was it? How was the world tour?
Oh, man. I mean, there's really no way to put it in words. I mean, it's incredible to go out and do what you love every day and play music and two different people from all around the world and different cultures come together and kind of unite with music. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's really impossible to explain, but I just feel so grateful. And it was just the best year.
Was there one standout night of the tour? And I'm sure that's really hard, but was there a couple that, like, really you're never going to forget from that tour?
Yeah, you know, there was a moment. There was a lot of moments, but I think one that's fresh on my mind because we were just there was in Russia. We played in Moscow, 57,000 people at a stadium, and during one of the songs, hundreds of people in the audience held up rainbow flags, and that was so powerful. It was just this, especially because in Russia and what that stands for there, I don't know, it was just a really emotional moment, and all these people were in tears, kind of, you know, holding up these rainbow flags, and the security didn't know what to do because it's really not allowed to have that there. And so, I don't know, that was a really beautiful moment for me.
You guys were doing your world tour over the summer, and I felt like Mercedes and I, when you were out there on tour, we got to know your brothers very well over the past summer.
And your sister.
Yes, yes, yes. What we wanted to do is we want to get... God bless your parents, because they raised amazing children. We wanted to bring in all the Reynolds siblings and do like a family feud to see who's the smartest.
Oh man!
But I did meet your one brother, Brandon, and it was such a breaking news. He cut off his ponytail this summer.
Yeah, he cut it off. Praise the heavens.
You know what's funny, though? Your sister, she sent me an email saying she's the favorite of the family. Would you agree with that or no?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. She's like always been like the sweetest, most wonderful, loving, strong, independent, just ever sibling to have, and has taken care of me my entire life.
Oh, yeah. You guys are all just such a great, your parents seriously must be so proud. And we're so proud to be a part of the Rise Up Gala that's happening. I think this is our fourth year involved. And tell everybody about TRF and just what this does for kids. It's amazing.
No, I mean, first of all, thank you guys so much for being involved for so many years now. This is going to be the fifth year. We've raised over $5 million for pediatric cancer. Specifically, it goes just directly to the families who have a child that has cancer. So over 500 families helped in 5 years, over $5 million, and it's just incredible. It's my favorite time of every year is this gala. And so I'm really excited this weekend to be home in Vegas and for a great cause.
Well, you know, since you are home in Vegas, you know what else is this weekend is Bye to Las Vegas. And I know you have a special affinity to that. If you want to stop by, I think we can hook you up with tickets.
I totally want to.
It's Saturday. It's Saturday. So day after.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm in Vegas. So I'm totally going to take you up on that.
Oh, yeah. Text me, and I will even get you VIP passes, Dan.
Oh, I'll get you a parking pass if you need it. We were actually, Mercedes and I were looking at on YouTube some videos of when you guys played Bite of Las Vegas, and it's just so interesting to see how all of us have changed throughout the years, because that was like 2008 or I think 2009 when you played Bite of Las Vegas for us.
Yep. That was the first big show we ever, I mean, that was the first time I was on stage for, you know, thousands and thousands of people. It was when Train singer Pat got sick, and they called and just said, hey, do you guys want to fill in the main stage spot? And we had just been, you know, like a tiny van opening in the morning. But of course we said yes, went on the stage, and, you know, it was scary, I felt, because everybody was waiting for Train, and we were like, okay, sorry to let you down. We're just this little local band. But the crowd was amazing, and that was one of the pinnacle moments that took the band off. So we really owe you guys everything. I mean, you guys were the first ones who spun us way back in the day with It's Time. I remember sitting and listening to it on the radio. Just like, it's pretty incredible to see what's happened in the last 10 years.
You guys, it was all your talent. It's funny, though, because I've always wondered, did you ever run into Pat from Train and have a conversation about
totally.
That? What happened?
Yeah. He was amazing. I mean, he was like the nicest guy I've ever met in the industry. He just was so down to earth and incredible. And, you know, I don't think he realized how big of a moment it was for us. And that was actually, I think, the first time he had ever canceled a show or something crazy like that. Like, he never gets sick. He never cancels. But, yeah, he was just so gracious and the nicest guy. Like, just a great interaction.
Be honest. Did you guys, like, poison his food that day so you could go... on stage for I'm
well,
kidding.
I've been keeping it a secret for a long time. That was exactly the plan, and it worked out exactly.
It is a great formula of success. So any new bands that are opening up festivals with major headliners, you know, put a little Visine in their food. You know,
it's like Showgirls, but band edition. You know, words can't express just what an amazing human being we think you are. How you are using your platform to spread love and open people's eyes. And just spread goodness. It is. You're such an inspiring person. We're honored to be a part of the big gala. We cannot wait to see you there, Dan.
love you guys, and thank you so much for all the support through all the years, and can't wait to see you guys raise some money for some families that need it. So thank you guys so much.
And actually, this is cool. If you want to watch the performance, you can do so tonight through the Imagine Dragons Facebook page. And if you're interested in donating to the gala, you can visit trf.org.
See you later, Dan. When kiss those beautiful babies for us, too, please.
I will. I did today, and I will again later today.
Oh, good. Well, then we'll see you tonight.
See you tonight, Dan. Bye.
All right, guys. Bye.
And also, we want you to join us there tonight at our table. This is so cool.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a blast.
8:25, we got that Imagine Dragons qualifying prize pack. And when you win that, you'll be in the running for the grand prize, which is to come out tonight. It's going to be so much fun. Joel McHale, he's the MC. He was on with us earlier in the week. The Golden Knights are going to be out there tonight. This is going to be awesome. So much fun. Coming up next, we kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free, and we've got the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. This week's theme is movie song soundtracks or songs from movies.
Yeah, songs from movie soundtracks. I love mine.
No,
I love
mine's
it.
Better.
Oh, I hope you guys don't veto mine if it's me. I love it so
Jen
much.
Jen already vetoed yours. Too late. It's coming up in 10 minutes. The shape of you. That's Ed Sheeran, who just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. So much happening this morning. If you missed the last hour, the results of morning show karaoke. Who's singing tomorrow, Mercedes?
It is you.
Hey!
JC, you were so confident that it wasn't you. You were so confident.
I thought it was Jocelyn. You got to be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural.
No, JC ended up getting 70% of the vote as the worst singer. And I want to be there for you, my friend. I want to be there for moral support. Unfortunately, I cannot perform with you like we have in years past, but you know what? I will be there rooting for you, as will everyone else. That performance is happening at 2:45. And our good friend Shane Knighty from the Golden Knights, he will actually be on stage and presenting you to the crowd.
Oh, I was going to say I'm looking forward to it, but I need to do some practicing today.
You know what? You'll be fine. And as you will notice, when we had Dan on the phone, I did not mention
Thank
a
you.
Word.
Thank you.
And although he might come up.
He might come to fight tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be something if he showed up at your performance and then he could come on and help you sing? Oh my gosh, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Imagine Dragons performing tonight at their annual Rise Up Gala, and we'll get you qualified to win tickets to passes to come sit with us tonight and see their intimate performance. That's coming up in 5 minutes, but first, it's Friday.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
Okay, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. This week's theme is songs from movie soundtracks. That should be a good one. So many possibilities there. And yes! Oh my gosh, it landed on me. Oh gosh. I'm asking you now. I'm really asking you if I've ever done anything nice for the three of you. Actually, Jen, you're out because if I get vetoed, it goes to you. So sorry, your veto's out.
Oh, the veto master's out.
But if I've ever been nice to you, JC, or you,
yeah,
Jocelyn,
been, yeah.
Keep that in mind because I would really love. I think this is a good song, but I'll let you guys be the judge. Okay. I won't be mad if you.
There's
do
a really
veto.
Cool barbecue place at Bite tomorrow. Will you buy me lunch there tomorrow if I don't veto you?
I buy you lunch whenever we go out to lunch. So yeah,
you
sure,
always buy
of course.
All right, let's set it up. Hit play. What are we doing here?
This is from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you just hit play?
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga.
It's Blue Suede. Hooked on a feeling.
Lunatic.
I say it plays.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote it. Veto. It's good.
Stop!
Right.
Deep inside. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
This is a good one.
Wasn't that fun for Friday? Thank you guys for not vetoing it. I appreciate it. Aiden just sent a message. He's happy that we played it. He's dancing. Chris with a K says, great pick. I'm going crazy in my work truck dancing. So thank you for the two people who enjoyed it. I enjoyed it too.
Coming up in a minute, 1 minute, we'll get you qualified to go see Imagine Dragons, see them perform tonight at their annual Tyler Robinson Rise Up Gala. But first, Jen, if the wheel would have landed on you, what song would you have picked?
Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds.
Michelle Pfeiffer, come in and whip those kids into shape. We're going to make this happen. You guys are intelligent. You guys are going to be able to do this. No more bad stuff.
It's a good movie.
I love that movie. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I really love it.
Jocelyn, the wheel lands on you. You go with what?
I will
would have played some Chaka Khan from not Electric Boogaloo, but Breakin'.
What?
From Breakin', but not Electric Boogaloo.
That was the original Breakin'.
Can you see her in your head, Special K, doing her little spin?
I was breakdancing for Jocelyn just now.
I picked a classic movie, but it is being remade. Is it going to make you feel good? Back in the day when we only worked 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. A little Dolly Parton.
Aw, of course you would pick Dolly Parton. You love her. Dolly's the best.
She's iconic.
You know, everyone had a great song. I would not have vetoed any of them. They were all good.
All right.
That was a fun week. We gotta do more fun weeks like that.
Yeah, last week wasn't fun. This one was fun.
I picked last week, so sorry about that.
Here we go. Tonight, Imagine Dragons, their Tyler Robinson Foundation, the Rise Up Gala. We want to get you qualified to win seats at our table. It's going to be so much fun. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
We've got one category today, so you can't pick your category. It is gala. We'll tell you that. You do get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20 gets to play.
It's mixed.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, you're in for Heads Up.
Woo! Finally.
Have you been trying to get in?
Absolutely.
We're going to make this happen. I have a good feeling, Tiffany. So your category today is gala. These are things associated with galas, with big events, okay? I think you'll be all right, but you need to get 6 in 60 seconds. You do get to pick your partner. Who do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock. Tiffany, you get 6 correct. You get that Imagine Dragons prize pack and qualify for the grand prize to see them perform tonight. You start now.
These are usually, galas are held to raise money for a
Fundraiser charity.
Yes. This is what you do at one. You sit down and you eat. Not breakfast,
food.
Not lunch, but...
Oh, dinner.
Yes. This is what men wear if it's a black tie event.
A nicer tuxedo suit.
Yes. This is Imagine Dragons. They'll be doing a live...
Concert performance.
Yes. This is where they will be performing up on the...
stage.
Yes. This is how you hear all the music and everything. It comes out of a...
the speakers.
Yes! Yes. No problem at all. Nice job, Tiffany.
Thank you. You're the best.
Tiffany, you get this Imagine Dragons prize pack, which is loaded with so many cool things, a guitar string bracelet, their Evolve album, but on vinyl, so many great things. So that is yours, and you're qualified for the grand prize, which is to join us tonight at the Tyler Robinson Foundation Rise Up Gala. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Good luck on that, Tiffany. We might be hanging out tonight. Who knows? We're going to do that grand prize drawing at 10 o'clock after the show this morning. So stick around for that. And then on the way next hour, first of all, we've got what?
The Friday Rewind.
And then more Bite of Las Vegas tickets. It's all on the way.
It's a good morning here at Mix 94.1.
Yes, it is.
It's a blessed morning.
Good tidings to you.
The Goo Goo Dolls played Bite of Las Vegas. Bite of Las Vegas is tomorrow, Desert Breeze Park. And what a cool, the great thing about Bite is every year there's so many special moments that happen. It's guaranteed there's going to be a dozen special moments. And when Goo Goo Dolls were playing, do you remember their song Rebel Beat?
Yes.
Oh, it's not playing. Of course, it's out of date. I was going to play it. They had a song called Rebel Beat.
I love that song.
I'm surprised it
didn't get bigger than it did, because that one was so much fun. It's like, hey... well, you don't want me to sing it, but yeah, it's a good one. And they, yeah, here we go.
Then we'll go live.
They brought out a special guest at Bite of Las Vegas for that. So
yeah.
Guests.
They brought out the UNLV marching band, came out on stage at Bite of Las Vegas. It was awesome. So I guess what I'm getting at is join us tomorrow morning at Desert Breeze Park, because I guarantee you there's going to be special moments that we're all going to be talking about next week, and you don't want to miss them.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen, so you want to make sure you're there for all of it. Doors open at 11 a.m.
All the news you need to know. All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
All right, you may hear a bit of noise next Thursday afternoon after lunch, and you can thank FEMA and the FCC. The two agencies are pushing out a presidential alert test to nearly every cell phone in the nation September 20th. This is what's so funny.
Sorry.
What?
Don't leave your phone during the show.
Don't read my phone?
Don't look at your phone during the show.
Oh.
I had like 15 text messages from my family that I've been trying to get to it to look at it.
Uh-huh.
I just finally just grabbed and opened it
up.
Oh,
okay.
It's good news, but...
Did the baby come?
Here, in the next 20 minutes.
In the next 20 minutes? Will they go on the radio?
My brother just spoke with the doctor. We are close. Should take us back in the next 20 minutes. My mom, so exciting. My dad, great. Exciting. Does not get any... I'm like choked up.
Aww.
Does not get any better. Sad, JC will never experience it.
Your dad wrote that?
Oh. I meant JC was here to share the exciting moments, what he meant to say. Oh.
Do you think that was...
No calls, Jocelyn, no.
Yeah, don't call.
Great, exciting, does not get any better. Sad, JC will never experience it.
What, do you think that was seriously like he meant the other thing?
Or... Like, he wrote back immediately. I mean, JC was not here to share the exciting birth moment.
Oh, well.
I don't want to experience it, Dad.
But you are crying.
Crying because my brother's having a kid.
No,
like,
I know.
Right. I was in tears when he had the first baby. So
that's sweet.
I just like, we started with anxiety. I look at my phone and there's literally 15 messages from my family.
That's, well, I am super excited for your family. But...
Sorry to interrupt.
It's no,
like,
that's funny.
The single tear from my eye. What's going on, FEMA and FCC?
We're going to all get a text on September 20th. It's to assess the operational readiness of the infrastructure for distribution of a national message and determine whether technological improvements are needed. So it's the first time the government has conducted a nationwide test of the wireless emergency alert system. And you cannot opt out or turn off this alert. It is mandatory. It's going to come through on your phone. So just be prepared for that. September 20th. It's coming.
Yep, it's either that or get a text from your dad shaming you for not having kids.
Too bad JC will never experience this alert. Oh, that makes me really sad.
I know what he meant. Like, I wasn't there. Well, I think it was A.
Do you think he was to, like, kind of taking a dig at you, but just in a joking way?
Oh, mom's listening to. How's my mom listening? My brother there's birth happening right now with baby John. But yeah, mom is still listening to send me a message saying, he didn't mean it, !
She loves you, because
yes.
Your mom loves you and she wants to support you. So she listens and she cares about what's going on with you.
And I also know my dad's sense of humor is that way. If we were here, even with my wife, Laura, he would make a joke of like, yeah, too bad you guys won't experience that. And then see the devastation in her eyes and be like, oh, I'm just kidding you guys.
You gotta admit, it's funny if you take it as a joke.
Exactly,
but if it's,
I do.
You know, so that,
I think the emotional part is the fact that my brother's having a kid,
yes.
So I'm choked up. But then to see that from my dad, he meant it, Mom.
It's not like you're going to meet the kid or anything anytime soon.
I know. We'll see the kid till probably Christmas, if that.
See, I have the same sense of humor as your dad. Mr. Fernandez, you're my spirit animal. I totally get you.
You guys are dialed in.
All right. Also this morning, have you ever listened to music that was so good it gave you goosebumps? Think of a song that gives you goosebumps. What is it? 702-364-9400. According to a new study out of Harvard, if music has ever given you goosebumps and made the hairs on your arm stand up, that's actually a sign you're thriving. The researchers found that about 55% of people had that strong of an emotional connection to music, and they were either more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and even wealthier. They also found that women were most likely to get goosebumps from music than men. And for most people, it happens quickly, like during the first minute of the song. And music isn't the only thing that gives some people goosebumps. 25% of them had them when someone said, I love you for the first time. 23% had them when their first child was born. You'll never experience that.
Hey, there's still, you know, nothing's been snipped, nothing's been closed off, so you never know.
And 16% had them when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding.
I'll show you, Dad. We're going to have a kid now.
Don't do it just to spite him. Don't do it. I'm telling you. Just do it if you want.
Oh, trust me, yeah, no.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a song that gives you goosebumps?
I don't...
We're late. Let's come back to it.
Okay, you want to come back to it? Yes,
okay. Then finally this morning... And you can call in. We'll take your call.
702-364-9400.
Finally, this morning, what's the busiest time of the day? It's for women. It's in the morning, according to a new survey. 30% of women say they feel more pressed for time in the early morning hours of their day from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So hopefully that's going to be ending here in about 14 minutes, while 20% say the craziest time of the day is the early evening, 5 to 8 p.m.
All right, let's get back into 60 minutes commercial free and come back with these songs that give you goosebumps.
Yeah, like when you hear it, you immediately get goosebumps.
And more shaming from my father. It's coming up next. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 9 o'clock. We kick off our Friday Rewind, so you can get your requests in now if you like, 702-364-9400.
Text in your request, too, 21732.
That's right, baby.
We were talking before in the Hot 3 about this new study that came out that says 55% of people have had music give them goosebumps before, and those people are more likely to be healthy, to be happy, to be friendly, and to be wealthy. So we want to know, is there a song that gives you goosebumps? And are you friendly, happy, wealthy, and healthy? 702-364-9400. Bobby, what's a song that gives you goosebumps?
I would have to say Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror gets me every single time.
Yeah, I hear this one too. And especially when, I think in fact, sometimes I forget that Michael Jackson has passed away because his music has lived on.
It totally lives on in my house, without a doubt.
Yeah, and so then when I think that we don't have him anymore, it's like, whoa. It gives me more goosebumps.
It's a little bit of a reflective song, too.
Yeah, very much so.
That's
very
a good
much
one.
So. Thank you for calling, Bobby. Let's talk to Holly. Holly, the song that gives you goosebumps.
New Soul by Yael Naim, I think.
Oh, we used to play that song. I love that song.
Hold on. Is this it? Is this it?
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take.
Yep.
That was it. It was also in an Apple commercial, right?
Yes.
I love
it. And that's actually when I first heard it was on an Apple ad. And so every time that ad would come on, I'd be like, ah! And I actually kind of made me want to buy that. But
they're banking on that. See, they got mm-hmm. you. They're
yep,
like, oh.
I remember that too.
What is it for you, JC? Like, is there a song that gives you goosebumps?
There is a song, yes. This song here. Because this song was playing when I had that.
That what?
I entered manhood.
Oh.
Step out the front door like
shaped
a ghost
for the first time.
What's no one notices. You know, I met a special lady.
Oh, special, huh? That's
very between
nice.
The moon and you.
Okay, so
it gets more awkward for me this morning.
We have a. Are you sure? Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm saying it gets more awkward. I was talking about that special moment with a lady, and look who's on the phone.
There's a special guest on the phone, and I wasn't sure if JC wanted to go with the call. I would always take this call in a heartbeat because I love this man. JC's dad, Mr. Fernandez, is on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Fernandez.
Mercedes, I love you so much. JC, my son, don't run away. I want to apologize for you misunderstanding my statement. We love you. We're proud of you. We just miss you here.
That's all he meant. It wasn't a dig at all, right, Mr. Fernandez?
Absolutely. JC could do no wrong in my world.
Let me recap in case people are just joining us. My brother, Baby John, and him and his wife about to have their second child, C-section. It's all going down right now, and my brother wrote that just spoke with the doctor. We are close. Should take us back in the next 20 minutes. My mom writes, so exciting. My dad writes, great. Exciting. It does not get any better. Sad that JC will never experience it. And then
keep on reading.
Yes, and then 2 minutes later, another text came in. I meant, too bad that JC wasn't here to share this exciting birth moment.
I'm explaining myself. Son, we're so proud of you. We do miss you here.
Hey, be honest, Mr. Fernandez. When you sent that, did Mrs. Fernandez hit you on the side and say, fix that right now?
I won't say I was driving and texting that news. I pulled over and I rifled it, and then it went off, and then I pulled in the driveway, and yeah, clarify that. And I said, yes, of course.
Yeah, so
I know
JC
where it's coming from.
That.
Listen, Dad, you're about to have another grandkid. You need to be explaining yourself to me. Completely understand.
Are you excited?
We're very excited. Any minute now, Madeline's going to be here. JC's going to be another uncle.
Uncle. And how? What kind of uncle is JC? He sends gifts for his nieces and nephew all the time, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. JC's the best. JC's the best. Rumor has it next year's going to be their year. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, rumor has it. Really?
Do you and Laura know something that I don't know?
They've been in discussions.
They've been in discussions.
Laura and I have a plan.
All right, Dad. Well, good luck with everything.
Congratulations, Mr. Fernandez, on being a grandpa again. We're super excited for you guys.
We love you guys. We love you, listeners. We love you, Jason.
All right, love you too. See you, Dad.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw, he wanted to apologize. Your parents are seriously the sweetest people.
Well, I'm looking forward to spending time with your mom this weekend at Bite of Las Vegas tomorrow.
I know.
This
she's going to be out there.
And your Aunt Patsy.
Yeah, you get to hang out with both of them.
I'm looking forward to it.
I better call them and tell them do not ask about kids.
Yeah, Patsy's leading question. Your mom knows, Patsy. You guys have any kids? You plan on having any kids? Will Smith, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It is our Friday Rewind. Phil, for a minute, I got to pull up something here.
Okay, so if you want to get your request in, we're taking them. For the rest of the hour, you can text us at 21732. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. And, of course, you can just call us right now, 702-364-9400. Oh.
Friday Morning Rewind quiz time.
Okay.
Two parts to this quiz.
What?
I brought up something earlier in the show. Something debuted 25 years ago yesterday. What was it?
You brought it up on the show today?
We talked about it, actually, at great length.
Oh, gosh. Debuted on the you can't do this to me. I don't remember what.
Conan O'Brien debuted 25 years ago.
The weirdness.
Yesterday,
yeah. Okay.
Over 4,000 shows he's done. I love Conan O'Brien. So in honor of that, can you tell me what the number one song was on September, I guess it would have been 13th, 1993. September 13th, 1993. What was the number one song? Was it Mariah Carey? Was it a little tag team? Upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hot. Or was it UB40? From the movie Sliver. So, Mercedes, and everyone in the office right now, I know you're gathered around the radio doing our Friday Rewind quiz. Number one song on this day back in 1993.
I feel like I should go with Mariah, because she always has number one songs.
It was 93, though.
Dream Lover was a big song. I'm going to go with the Dream Lover. There's part of me that wants to pick Whoop, There It Is, but I'm going to go with Mariah Carey, Dream Lover.
The number one song in America when Conan O'Brien debuted on NBC was...
I love how you were trying to get me to go with something else. You love to see me fail, don't you? Dixie lives for my failures. You sure you want to go with that?
I want a shirt. I live for Mercedes failures.
We're going to give you that for Christmas.
Makes me thrive.
I thrive.
Hey, speaking of failures, make sure you come out to Bite Up Las Vegas tomorrow at 2:45, because that's when I'm going to take the stage for Morning Show Karaoke.
Why is that a failure? You succeeded. You won the opportunity to perform. You won the contest. You won the contest.
70% of you think I am the worst singer on the show. It wasn't like close.
But you won.
70% handily. Of our listeners think I stink.
You are the best at being the worst. You should be happy about that.
Call my dad back and tell him that. Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's our Friday Rewind, and we will get in one more Rewind song. And I don't know how you did it, but how did you get that thing in your hand?
I was given to it. They just laid it in my hand. So here's the deal. Right now, we've got two passes to Bite of Las Vegas, get you in the door, and your chance at $94,000 with a golden ticket. These tickets come with a golden ticket. Do you know how hard people are trying to win these golden tickets? And we're just going to hand it over to you right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You are going to get this golden ticket. They're counting. I see them going through the people right now. They're counting out to 20. This is exciting. We are watching this live. Oh my gosh. I can't wait.
It is area code 702 that they're taking the longest with. Okay.
Hold on. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
You're caller 20.
Is that good?
That is really good. That is really, really good. You're going to Bite of Las Vegas and you got a golden ticket.
Oh my gosh. That is so crazy.
So. Michaela, the golden ticket is courtesy of Terrible Herps, and that means tomorrow at Bite of Las Vegas, you will have the chance to win $94,000.
Oh my gosh. I'm shaking. I'm so excited.
Keep your fingers crossed, your toes crossed, your legs crossed, your eyes crossed, all of it. Good luck, Michaela. That is so cool. We're going to get your information off the air. And hey, there's four more of these left from what I'm understanding. 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2 p.m. hour. Golden tickets. Mm-hmm. Golden tickets, people. So keep listening for that. And that is it for us. We will see you hopefully tonight at the Rise Up Gala for TRF. That is happening at Caesars. We're going to be out there hanging out with our buddies Imagine Dragons. Thanks, Dan Reynolds, for coming on the show this morning. And tomorrow, Bite of Las Vegas. We cannot wait to see you guys. Come say hi. Come to the mix booth. Let's take pictures. I loved your tweet yesterday, JC. Let's take a selfie together.
Seriously, come to the booth. Mercedes and I are broadcasting live tomorrow morning. We're really kid. We're at start at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Got to spread the word, and we go until 1 o'clock. So come by the broadcast booth. We love seeing you, love meeting you, and love doing selfies.
And don't forget, guys, buy your tickets now while they're $20 plus fees. The price does go up at the door. It goes up by $5. But save some money, grab them now, take advantage of some of those VIP plans, mix941.fm.
We are late. It's 10 o'clock. We will do one more rewind song just for you because we love you. But that'll do it for show number 817 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.